The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We are here each Sunday at 11 on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Base Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA. That's a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, satellite offices in Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where in the state you are. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. Because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, first one coming up this week. You'll get copies of our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact. So just what exactly is a quorum? Some of you may be surprised to actually learn the answer. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Before we get going, Karen, I just want to wish our Jewish listeners out there a happy and a healthy new year. Tonight is the first night of Rosh Hashanah, which is, again, the start of the new year. And the year is 5777.
Wow.
So when everybody starts signing checks tomorrow, you write a letter, make sure to change the year on top to 5777, right?
It's exactly right. And it feels like it's been a year since the first debate. What did you think
right?
of it?
What a week this has been. It's been nuts. But
yes.
I don't know. What I thought that for the first 20 minutes, Trump was outstanding. I thought he was on his game. And after that, while he was competent, I think he missed some opportunities to go in for the kill.
Oh, so many
really
opportunities.
Really finish it off, right?
Yeah, and even though Hillary's responses were so canned and so rehearsed.
Robotic.
It looked like she was more prepared for some of the questions.
They gave Lester Holt. Did give Trump one opening, I thought, when the question came up about cybersecurity.
Yes.
And whether or not we should be afraid of the Russians stealing our emails. I'm like, here we go. Trump is going to nail this. And I thought, what an opportunity for him to say, I'm not scared of Putin deleting emails. I'm scared of Hillary deleting emails.
Right,
but he missed it. And he also missed a great opportunity to rebut Hillary when she attacked him on how he treats women. And he needed to remind everybody that it's the Clinton Foundation that takes millions from countries that consider women second-class citizens. He just missed it.
Well, someone needs to work with him on the pivot.
Yeah, exactly.
Answer a little bit, but then go where you want to go. And he said he was trying to be nice, and he refused to say anything about how Hillary believes that all women who are victims of sexual assault deserve to be believed, unless, of course, they're assaulted by her husband.
Yeah, right. It's amazing that Hillary wasn't asked one question. You're in the middle of a presidential debate, and Hillary's not asked one question about Benghazi, not one question about her emails, not one question about her foundation. But Lester Holt made sure to ask Trump about his taxes and the birther issue. Now, that's what's important.
But he did get her. He said, look, that was not a mistake. That was calculated.
Right.
And you deliberately did that. That was really good. And I think, like Trump said, the press is certainly in her corner. I mean, CNN is off the rails.
Oh, you just go to their website. It's just loaded with one negative
I can't
Trump
watch it.
Article after the, it's really unbelievable. But I think he's about to turn the heat up big time. Assange is on record as saying that on Tuesday he's going to release something that's supposed to be incredibly damaging.
So I believe there's something.
How it goes. Of course, this morning's top story is about Trump not paying any taxes in his 1996 return, I think it was. But funny, actor James Woods just posted something on Facebook that says, Hillary claimed in her taxes $1,042,000 in charitable donations. A million of the went directly to the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, she paid herself.
So, exactly. So she actually cut her tax liability by donating to herself. So this is a campaign that will go down in history as just the zaniest of all time. But still a month to go. Who knows what's going to happen.
Exactly.
You can't call this one. That's for sure. But we had a fun blog this week. We actually asked our readers, with so much interest in this debate, how come we don't have debates in our condo and our HOA elections?
Right.
You know, the Florida statutes don't require that the candidates that run for the board in your community debate each other. There's nothing that requires that at all. At best, in a condo, each candidate can basically submit an information sheet about themselves that gets mailed to the voters along with the ballots. And in an HOA, it's even worse. You often don't even get to learn anything at all about a candidate because nominations are usually taken from the floor. So you don't ever get to even learn anything about the people that are running for office in your community.
Right. And even though it's not required, do any condos or HOAs have debates between the candidates?
You know, a few months ago, I attended something in a condominium called, they wanted to have a Meet the Candidates night in a large condominium in Aventura. And I also was asked in advance if I was served as the moderator for that Meet the Candidates night. And the candidates were seated in front of a large audience, a pretty big room we had. And the audience members, who of course are the owners of the condominium units, they took turns asking the candidates questions. Well, you know, basically anything goes.
Right.
And of course, every now and then there was someone screaming, there was someone shouting, you know, accusing a prior board member of, you know, something wrong. But on balance, I got to tell you, I thought that it was one of the best meetings I have ever been to in a community. You had prior board members, current board members sitting up there, and they were held to account for their prior actions. And your persons running for the first time were asked, hey, how would you have handled that situation differently? And they had to come up with answers on the spot. You know, everybody running for office was forced to face some questioning and reveal their background and why they think they're able to handle the job in the condo. And I thought it worked incredibly well. I really thought it was something that was very beneficial to the owners who lived there.
So while you attended this one type of debate, it seems that it's a very rare event.
Yeah, and despite the fact that I truly thought it was a very informative evening at the condominium, the truth is that most associations do not have a Meet the Candidates night. Really, I can count on one hand how many of these types of meetings I've been to throughout my whole career, and sometimes, you know, you wonder why.
Well, a lot of board members have been there forever, so, you know, if you don't know your board member by now.
Right, exactly.
You know, unless you're a new one. But, you know, we asked our blog readers, have any of you participated in such an event or a debate in your condo or HOA? If so, what do you think about them, and would you like to have one in your community?
Let's do this, Karen. Let's take our first break of the hour, and when we get back, we'll find out just what our blog readers thought about that topic. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Association Services of Florida, or ASSOCIA, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the ASSOCIA family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry. Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs, and I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. Now is the time to call Eric. Don't wait till the end of the show. Do it now at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Get all your free advice on anything going on at your condo or HOA. He can answer the questions for you, as he's done for so long.
Talk about free advice, Karen. what a week we got coming up.
Yeah.
Board members, remember, you have to get certified within 1 year of getting on the board or within 90 days of actually getting on the board or 1 year before getting on the board. And if you don't do so, you are off the board. And one way to get certified is by taking our popular Condo Craze Board Certification course. It's for both condo members and HOA members. And it's certified now more than 13,000 people
all
across the state. And the first one for our new season starts this Wednesday.
Yes, it does. October 5th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Fort Lauderdale at the Broward Convention Center.
Yeah, the L&L folks always put on a great event. It's going to be packed Wednesday morning. So, again, make sure to register. And then on the 18th, we have the same L&L Condo and HOA Expo event, but this time in Palm Beach County, West Palm Beach at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
And on October 20th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa at the Tampa Convention Center.
October 26th, we keep going, and we're back in Bradenton at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
November 15th, after the election. We'll know by then. Condo Craze Board Cert class at the Hard Rock Hollywood.
And January 14th, the Condo Craze Board Certification class at the Holiday Inn in Orlando, Florida. Board members, again, please don't get certified by signing that ridiculous, silly, self-serving affidavit. Come learn something at a class for a few hours. It's fun. It's educational. You're with your peers in a great environment, but the seminars fill up fast. Don't get shut out, really, now more than ever. It makes sense for your board and your manager to take the class together because we even give continuing education credits to your manager. So come take the course. How do they register, Karen?
It's easy enough. Just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com or download the Condo Craze app on your iPhone or Android device. Click on the Register for Our Seminars tab.
All right. I really look forward to seeing everybody this coming Wednesday. All right, before we went to the break, we were talking about whether or not it's a good idea to have a Meet the Candidates night in your community. We blogged about it earlier in the week, and let's find out what some of our readers had to say.
All right, Walter said, yes, I would like a meet and greet candidate night. I would even like the so-called HOA to have meetings. I would like to have a review of the records and the financials, which the HOA refuses to allow the review of. I would like to have the Hernando County Sheriffs take some people seriously when told about the president stealing $90,000. However, none of that will happen unless hell freezes over.
Another happy HOA customer. But, you know, here's one vote, I guess, for having a meet the candidates night. You know, heck, this guy wants any meeting at all in his HOA, and he'd be happy with it. But here we also have, if you see what the person's actually trying to say, the police are not doing enough when presented apparently with evidence of a condo or HOA crime. You know, like we've said this on the show. Number one, Dade County is starting to do something about it. They're creating a task force to look into crimes. But, yeah, we've had situations in the past where owners have brought evidence of potential crimes to their local sheriff's office, especially in northern Florida. And remember, we had that one case where the owners were able to show quite clearly that a director took, I think it was $21,000 to pay off his own mortgage, which was in foreclosure. they caught him, and when brought to the sheriff's office, the sheriff said, yeah, but he apologized for it.
Yeah, we don't want to charge him.
Right.
He said he was sorry.
He said he's sorry for stealing your money. What's your problem?
Good.
So they had to go over the police department's head and actually go to the state attorney's office,
right.
And then the state attorney's office took it seriously and arrested the guy. But, yeah, there is some dissatisfaction out there with that a lot of unit owners seem to have in the police not taking action. Sometimes they do look at it as a civil matter, but no, when the evidence is clear and money's missing,
that's theft.
It's a criminal matter.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Absolutely. Well, Deb Lehman said we had a Meet the Candidates meeting 2 years ago. There was very low turnout. Many of the people who were going to ask specific, hard-hitting, important questions never even raised their hands to speak. Seems many people have no trouble speaking out against and questioning issues in a one-on-one situation, but when they get up in front of a group, albeit a small one, they remain silent. So sad. We're going to have another Meet the Candidates meeting for this last election. We didn't get more candidates than the number of board seats. No need to have a meeting. Another thing that is so sad.
Yeah, I guess people get stage fright sometimes when you know, when they actually have to stand up in front of a room.
Right.
And speak. But here's the reality of the situation in many condos and HOAs. As long as everybody's assessment stays the same, you know, there's oftentimes
right.
very low turnout at the meetings. And I have to say this, you know, generally, if there's low turnout at a board meeting, and this goes for both condos and HOAs, and a lot of people who live in these condos and HOAs may not agree with what I'm about to say, but it's the truth. If there's very low turnout at the meetings, it's oftentimes because the people are not unhappy. They're actually very happy with what the board is doing in their community. And they will show up. Believe me, if they're not happy, they'll show up at the meetings. But generally, when they don't show up, it's actually a sign that the board is probably making them happy and is doing their job.
It's a mirror image for the general election.
Right, exactly. You know, you want to get people to show up in a meeting, try to pass a massive special assessment.
Exactly.
Right? That's going to, you know, cost people to dip into their pockets and take out money. Believe me, people show up. But if people think that their assessments are reasonable, that the community looks decent, that things aren't so bad, it's going to be, you know, meetings that have very few people showing up. That's the bottom line. Why? Because there's nothing to complain about.
Exactly.
They're happy.
Susan E. said, sounds like a good plan, but it'll never happen. First of all, the same candidates run and call the shots. Secondly, the annual meeting has not been properly run for years. The nominating committee is a farce. And even now, it's almost October, and the nominating committee has not been formed. Last and most important, homeowners just don't care. They don't ask about financial decisions that are being made in which they should have input. Debates, ha. HOAs, ha ha. What a very sad joke for Floridians.
Yeah, Susan E., apparently another person saying, what's the difference if you advertise a Meet the Candidates night? People still won't come because people are just not interested in the affairs of their community. Again, I'm not so sure I agree with that. I think people are very interested in the affairs of their community, and they show up and they let you know that when it starts to hit them in the pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I agree, I guess, to some extent, but you know, as long as things are good, nobody's going to show up if there's nothing to complain about. That's the bottom line.
Right, exactly. And David said, I'm not in favor of this at all. People are never prepared well enough, either candidates or attending members, and there's always someone, often a lot of someones, that can't play nice or keep rumors, innuendo, theories, and suspicions out of it. It also makes meetings drag on, doesn't produce a result. I'm much more in favor of questionnaires, 3 or maybe 5 questions about actual issues facing the community. Everybody answers the same questions. It's kind of a good idea.
Yeah. Well, it's a good point, and that's why I was asked. So you don't want it to turn into a circus. Of course you don't want these types of Meet the Candidates night to turn into a circus and a screaming match. And a matter of fact, I remember walking out of the last Meet the Candidates night, and the security guard came over to me and said, wow, you did a great job, because the last time we had to have 2 cops here. So good job keeping it all together. And yeah, he said it turned into a fist fight at the end.
Oh,
but,
my God.
You know, that's why, though, I was asked by this condominium to kind of be a moderator and, you know, move things along rather than let it get out of hand with screaming, yelling, and oftentimes, you know, slanderous allegations. If you have a moderator that can keep things going, you know, I thought it worked. I thought it worked well. I thought the people that were running for office that night did show up prepared. A lot of people had some difficult times answering questions about what they did when they were previously on the board, but, you know, everybody got vetted and put through the process, and they were forced to stand there and answer the questions of everybody who lived in the community. I thought it worked and worked well. It was really, it's a great example of, you know, how the democratic process can actually work in your little community. And, again, I thought it worked well. I thought the people who turned out truly benefited from it, and the people that might have taken it on the chin a little bit were those prior board members who had a long record that could be critiqued.
Yeah.
I thought it worked very, very well for the people.
Kind of like Hillary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no two ways about it. The more you have out there on your plate, the more you've done or not done in your past, there's more that you can be questioned about. So the people that were running for the board for the first time, I thought it was a great opportunity for them.
Yes.
Something that could only help them. But again, we want to know what our listeners think. So give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website, pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL and also 1080 AM in Central Florida and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast. The phone's ringing off the hook right now. It's good that you're calling 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have a display table at all of our live live events that we do throughout the state. Get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the ContraCraze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right, how about we take our first call, Leon from Pahokee. How are you, Leon?
All right.
Hey, Mr. Eric, how you doing?
How are you? How can we help, Leon?
Well, it seems like we've got what I would call a habitual rules violator. I mean, this particular owner, he will stop on the side of the road, or if he can't find enough stuff, he'll go to a landfill, and he'll bring stuff home and just leave it all out on the common elements, and the place just looks like crap.
Okay.
So
we
talked to him, sent him a letter, notice of violation, and give him 10 days, 2 weeks to correct it. And generally he does, but then a month or two later, it's right back in the same state. And it's a continuing thing. We send him another letter, and he will make an attempt to clean it up, and then 2 months later, it's just back like it was. So what can we do in a case like that? A
couple of different things you can do, actually. Now, you live in an HOA, Leon, right?
No, it's a condo.
Oh, it's a condo. Okay, so actually, he's leaving things on the condominium common elements?
Yes.
Okay, so what you can do first is file an arbitration action against this violator. And if your demand letters are not working, your demand letter is going to have to include a clause in there that basically says if you do it again or if you don't clear up the violation within 5 days, 10 days, a reasonable period of time, you're going to be filing an arbitration action. You file your arbitration action, make sure you have pictures, you have proof to present to an arbitrator who acts like a judge sitting in Tallahassee, and when you guys win, if you can prove it up, then the arbitrator is going to issue an injunction against this person from continually messing up the common areas. You guys are going to be awarded your attorney's fees and your costs, and if this person screws up again by violating this arbitrator's order, it's enforceable in a court of law. So you can actually file a lawsuit now in the county wherein the condo is located and have a judge enforce the arbitrator's decision. So, you know, it's a win-win for the association as long as you can prove it up. And then once you do that, you know, publicize it in the community. Let everybody know just what happened and how the board's not going to take this one person's crap any longer. Make an example of somebody and let the community know. And the bottom line, you'll see, it'll tail off.
Yeah, well, everybody else in the community complains about it. He's the only one, so they're all on board with it.
Sometimes you have a bad apple in the bunch, so you go after that bad apple.
Yeah.
You don't let him bring everybody down. And when they're hit with an attorney's fee bill...
No, he's not condo material.
Yeah, bottom right. And some people aren't condo material. They don't know how to play well with others, right? So they're not... They shouldn't be living in a condo. They should be living on a street somewhere that's not regulated by some homeowner association or some condo association. They should be living by themselves somewhere if they're going to be slobs. So bottom line is...
He got the place by his mama left it to him, so...
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure mama would want him to keep it nice, though, along with everybody else in the community. So if he doesn't do that, it's time to file suit. All right?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Appreciate
that. Thanks for the call, Leon.
Okay.
All right, how about we go to Sharon in Plantation?
Yes, hi. My problem is with a homeowners association. I've lived in this development for 18 years, and all of a sudden, and everybody has a different mailbox, and all of a sudden I got a letter saying, you know, that I had to get a new mailbox. So I thought, okay, it's a little rusty. I'll get a new mailbox. So I got a new mailbox. Then I get a letter saying, no, it's not the approved mailbox. Now, their approved mailbox is a $300 mailbox. They want everybody's mailbox to be exactly the same, and I'm refusing to buy a mailbox that is a $300 mailbox, first of all. And after living there for 18 years, nobody said, I mean, I don't see where it says in the condo docs, it has to be, you know, a specific model number.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever had exactly the same mailbox.
Nobody ever had it, and now all of a sudden they're trying to make everybody have it. So they're going to have a difficult time potentially enforcing that if they've never done it before. In other words, like if let's assume there's even something in your documents that say mailboxes should be standard or needs to be approved by the architectural committee. If they didn't do that,
they have to be approved, but it doesn't say anything about it has to be an exact, specific model.
Right.
And my thought is, I think that, maybe somebody on the board has a piece of that company or is getting, a kickback or something. That's my opinion, but
we don't know.
I have no proof of that.
Yeah, that we don't know. But generally with mailboxes, this happens, much more often than you think. And it all boils down potentially to what the documents actually say. But if they were allowed to approve mailboxes over the last, 15 years or so, 18 years, I think you said, and they sat on those rights and they let everybody install the types of mailboxes that everybody wanted to, I think it would be difficult for them to say, no, change it out, we don't like it. They can't do that. I think they waive their rights to enforce that. Maybe they can say, going forward, from this point forward, we understood we had the right to force everybody to get approval regarding their mailboxes. We waived that. We sat on it. That's why there's so many people with all different kinds of mailboxes. But going forward, when your mailbox fails in the future and needs to be replaced, you must use one of the following. And I think that would be fine. But to now tell you to take out yours that you already installed? No, I think they have a problem enforcing that because they did not enforce it apparently for 18 years. Okay,
so
that's called waiver or estoppel.
Do I do after getting, I've gotten like for 5 months these attorney's letters saying, this is the, final notice and we're going to take you to court and you have to pay all the court fees.
Well, I think before they do that, they'd probably have to ask you to go to, this is an HOA, so you'd have to go to pre-suit mediation first. Before they did that.
Right. So. They asked me to do that, but they want me to pay. It's a $300 fee for the mediator.
Just get the mailbox.
Because,
and did you ignore that letter?
Find the mailbox.
All right. Did you ignore that letter is the all-important question.
Yes.
Okay. That's a problem. Mm. All right. And then I'll tell you why. And it works both ways. If one party asks the other party to attend a pre-suit mediation and the other party refuses or ignores it, now if you go to court, and you wind up litigating this issue in a court of law, even if you win, you don't get your attorney's fees now. Why? Because you ignored their attempt to settle it amicably at a pre-suit mediation.
Oh.
So,
I think I'm within the time limit. They gave me a certain amount of time to answer.
Yeah.
So I might still have time to answer. So what do I answer?
You answer, they probably gave you a list of mediators to choose from, right? And you want to choose one of those mediators and make sure that you go to a mediator and try to resolve this.
That's going to cost her $300. You might as well buy the mailbox.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's another argument. That's
so you better just buy the mailbox.
You could do that if you want to cave in, but some people don't want to cave in. But, yes, it will cost you X number of dollars to go mediate this as well. But
now, if I win, do they have to pay my mediator fees?
No. Well, no. If it doesn't work out at mediation, and you guys wind up litigating this, the loser will pay the winner's attorney's fees and costs should this go to court. But the danger here is an argument. Karen makes the point that if you're going to argue about a mailbox, potentially you're going to have a $15,000 legal fee bill over a $300 mailbox. So it doesn't pay.
Right.
So pick and choose your battles, but if they ask you to go to mediation, don't ignore that. That's a big deal.
Now, my other question is, now I'm planning on moving. I purchased a house and I'm in the middle of remodeling it. It's probably going to be done in 2 months. Now, can I just sell the house and leave it as is? Can they still?
Well, it's interesting because the question is, do you have some sort of a defect that you would have to disclose to the new buyer? I can certainly argue that it is. In Florida, there's a law that says a seller of a home has a duty to disclose defects, and here your association already notified you that, yes, you have a defect potentially with your mailbox out there. Questionable as to if it's 100% accurate as to your particular facts and circumstances, whether or not it's required. But it might be, and, yeah, if you don't disclose it to your buyer, maybe your buyer will have the lawsuit against you afterwards. So not worth it. Get this case resolved.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your advice. I appreciate it.
You got it. Okay. Yeah, Karen, good point. Little cases about mailboxes, about, you know, a few hundred bucks.
And then she's moving. I mean, it's like
right,
the end of the Wizard of Oz. You've had the power all along.
Right, exactly. But make sure you settle this before you actually move, because
big problem.
Trust me, the problem can follow her where she moves.
Oh.
If the new buyer buys the unit and then winds up suing her for not disclosing this.
Right.
So let's do this. I know we have some more calls on hold. Let's keep going. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. And I'm with Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
All right, everybody, remember, download our Condo Craze and HOA's app for your iPhone or your Android device, because you get a lot when you do. With the touch of a button, you have instant access to all the Florida laws governing community associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops. We give you the Florida Administrative Code. Trust me, it's going to come in handy during the election season. You can listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly at the touch of a button. Go directly to the show's website. See who our sponsors are. Go directly to their websites. You can go to the website for Glazer & Associates and find out more about our law firm. Instantly send us questions and comments, even when we're live on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters. Register for our seminars. Read all of our blog articles that we publish online every Monday morning. And it's a really great resource. And it's all in one Condo Craze and HOA's app for your iPhone or for your Android device. Give it a try and let us know what you think. All right. Who do we got on hold there, Stephen?
We got Eric.
Okay, go ahead, Eric. Eric in Loxahatchee. How are you, Eric?
Hello?
Eric, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
How can we help?
Okay, background is my aunt lives in Michigan the majority of the year. She has a condo in Royal Palm Beach in a 55-plus community that she comes down and stays at for a month or two out of the year.
Okay.
And me living in the area, I go over there and just check on it and things like that. What happened was she had a friend that was needed a place to stay for a week or two, and she allowed them to stay at her condo, which is against the condo laws. She's aware of that. She was just kind of rolling the dice and didn't think it would be a big deal. The condo association, someone said that they saw someone new going in and out of the complex. Long story short, she received they were there for a little over a week. She received a letter in the mail, and they had fined her $100 a day for 10 days, meeting the maximum allowable, you know, of $1,000 that they're allowed to fine according to the statutes. And she received this letter.
Well, let me stop you for a second. The person that she let stay there was how old?
They were under 55.
They were under 55. Okay.
They were under 55. And what the letter that she received from them was stating the fine. And then it also said she had already paid her annual HOA dues and assessments for the year. She pays them in advance.
Right.
They took that $1,000 out of her HOA assessment.
Man. Yeah, that's a problem.
To pay the fine, and now they're saying that she's $1,000 short on her HOA annual dues.
And they can foreclose on her.
Yeah, she has a bunch of potential causes of action against them. They would be pretty foolish to do it that way. Did they grant her the opportunity for a hearing, do you know?
No, they did not. And she's been reading up on the statutes, and so have I, that, you have to have members of the association that do not reside with board members are the ones that are supposed to assess the value of the fine. And
they get to determine whether or not the fine that the board wants to impose should actually be imposed. And she has a right to present witnesses. She has the right to cross-examine witnesses at that hearing. She has a right to 14 days notice. And if she didn't get any of that, then the fine is totally illegal. And worse, they actually took her prepaid assessment money to pay it in advance. Yeah, they're going to have a significant issue if they try to collect the fine that way from her. They're maybe interpreting the law a little too narrowly, because there is some cases out there and some regulations by HUD, which basically says it's okay to do something like that as long as the person who owns the unit has the intention to return to the unit at some point. So it's okay to have some people in there under age 55 without the association losing their exemption, as long as the owners of the unit, the ones that normally stay there, have the intention to return. So I think this is your aunt, I think you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that your aunt certainly has a tremendously strong cause of action against them. Now, this is a condo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so they actually can't place a lien. It's funny, Brian just texted me as we're going through this. This is in a condo, a fine can never be imposed as a lien in a condominium. In an HOA you can, but I guess I'm concerned that they're now going to say that your aunt is delinquent in her assessments, and they're going to turn that into a lien for failing to pay. So, you know,
right,
I think, and I'm all in favor of her, you know, reading the statute. I think that's great. But I think it's now at the point, with all due respect, that once they took her money and they're now claiming she's delinquent, respectfully, yep, I think she needs to hire an attorney,
mm-hmm,
to fight the association on her behalf. I don't know how wise it would be at this point to continue doing it on your own.
Okay. Now, that being said, we've actually contacted your office and a couple other offices, and the initial fees are $1,000 to hire an attorney. You know, it's kind of similar to what the previous call was. It's easier to pay the $300 than it is. I mean, could she potentially be out a few thousand dollars in attorney fees instead of paying the $1,000 fee? Or,
yeah, well, A, we wouldn't have charged that to meet with her, but B, this is the type of situation that, A, she shouldn't be forced to pay this $1,000 fine necessarily. And if she goes down a course of letting them take the money and declare her delinquent, then what I'm concerned about is now they're going to file a lien and a potential foreclosure action against her, and it's going to become ridiculously expensive, mm-hmm, overnight. So I think my two cents is that, no, I am not in favor of caving in to the association and paying the $1,000 when they had the fining process done completely illegally, completely wrong, and I don't think you cave in and you give them $1,000. I think you get your money back. I think you have them credit your ledger in full, and you let them know that what they did was wrong, period.
Okay. Now, she is accepting that she did do something that was against the rules of the association.
Not necessarily. I know, you know, you're eager to take that position, but I'm telling you that might not necessarily be the case.
Okay.
Okay. So if you'd like, give us a call in the office tomorrow, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4 Condo Craze, and I'd be glad to help you out.
Excellent. That was my next thing. We'll be contacting. I'll make sure that she contacts you the beginning of this week and see what we can resolve with that. I really appreciate the advice on that.
You got it, Eric. Thank you. Love that guy's first name, too.
Yes, me too. So, Eric, if you're in a 55 and over and you're not there and you have guests come in to stay in your unit for a couple of days,
it's not necessarily, it doesn't automatically put the condominium association in jeopardy of losing its status as a 55 and over community. As long as the owners of that particular unit have the intention to return,
mm-hmm,
you know, I don't know the exact wording of the statute, but they have the intention to return, yes, that's still considered a unit that falls that's complying with the 55 mm-hmm and over requirement.
But
I'll tell you what I had this week. I was actually interviewed by another 55 and over community in northern Broward County, we'll say. And I run into this all the time when I'm interviewed by 55 and over communities, and it troubles me that sometimes management companies are not advising their 55 and over clients as follows. The law requires that in a 55 and over community, that in order to maintain a 55 and over community, you have to take what's called reliable surveys. And those reliable surveys have to prove that at least in 80% of those units, the unit is occupied by someone age 55 and over.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you take those reliable surveys? You could do it by asking people to present a passport. You can ask people to present a birth certificate, a driver's license, something showing that has their date of birth on it, and making sure that at least 80% of the units are occupied by someone age 55 and over. And if an association fails to do that, yes, they can lose their status as a 55 and over community. And when you think you have the right to discriminate against kids and prevent kids from moving into the community, guess what? Suddenly you can't.
Mm.
So you can now be forced to accept children under the age of 18 from moving into your community. And unfortunately, too many times I go to 55 and over communities and I ask them, hey, have you guys been taking your reliable surveys
right.
every 2 years? I get that deer in the headlights look.
Oh, geez.
Like, what am I talking about? And it's serious.
It is.
Because failure to take those reliable surveys will cause you to potentially lose that exemption and you will be forced to accept children into your community. So those 55 and over associations that are listening to us out there, if nothing else, this week, make sure, ask your management company, when's the last time we took these reliable surveys? And if you haven't done so in 2 years, make sure that you stop, drop, and tell them immediately to get on it, because it could cause a very significant problem for your 55 and over community.
It sounds like Eric's community, or his mom's community, is totally on top of it. If they knew she just rented or gave her place out for a couple of days.
Exactly. They are
to somebody who's less than 55.
But they may not necessarily be right. It may not necessarily be a violation. But let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of Condo Craze and HOAs. Eric, you do have a call, last-minute call.
All right, how about we go to Anthony? Where are you, Anthony?
All right. Thank you for taking my call. A question, come February 1st, I'll have owned my unit for 1 year, and I'm technically allowed to rent it. They have an 80-20 rule in Golden Lakes, and I have inquired at the last meeting about what the percentage is, if it was met or not, and they told me that they've sent out the consensus forms, really didn't get a good response. They technically don't know. So I have a cousin who's 47 years old. She's single, divorced, no children. And I'd like to rent it to her, but I want to go through the proper channel.
Anthony, I'm gonna cut you off and give you the answer only because we got about a minute to go. But here's the answer. See, everybody gets confused about this 80-20 rule. Mm-hmm. You become a 55 and over community if 80% of the units in the condominium are occupied by someone age 55 and over. In other words, that's the floor. That's the minimum criteria that you have to meet. It does not mean that if you're at 90%, for example, that Anthony now can rent his unit to somebody age 55 or younger. That's not what it means. It's simply the 80-20 is simply a threshold that the association can meet and must meet in order to maintain the status as a 55 and over community. So don't think that just because they're above 80%, you have the right to now rent it to someone age 55 and over. It does not mean that. The association can still require 100% of the units to be occupied by at least one person age 55 and over. Again, the 80% number, just a minimum to qualify for the exemption that allows you to discriminate against children. So I hope that answers your question, Anthony. Don't get yourself in trouble, okay? Maybe you want to give us a call at the office and talk about it. 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4 Condo Craze. We've got about a minute left. Karen, next week, what are we going to talk about? Lots of time talking about budgets in your condo and budgets in your HOA. We're going to talk about bad debt and how that needs to be included in your budget. What you should be doing with your surplus funds, if you happen to have any at the end of the year, very hot topic. Why condo owners pay more than HOA owners, by the way,
Ooh.
And a lot more. But again, this coming Wednesday, we really can't wait to see everybody at the Broward Condo and HOA Expo. Please make sure to register for our board certification course. That's, again, at www.condocrazeandhoas.com, and we will speak to everybody next Sunday at 11 a.m. here on Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a great week, everybody.
All right.